if it came along. Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Been better off or on the bigger house if daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. On the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. On the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
With SRN News, I'm Tasia Stevens. Folks near Anchorage reported feeling light shaking after a 4.5 magnitude earthquake hit Tuesday afternoon. Happened around 4:30, about 40 miles north of Alaska's largest city. More than 1,000 people submitted reports. More than two dozen illegal immigrant gang members in New York City are facing federal charges. Mayor Eric Adams and Border Czar Tom Homan say 29 people connected to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua face an array of charges, including racketeering, weapons, and sex trafficking. Mayor Adams says the city's been looking into gang activity since the illegal immigrant attack on NYPD officers in Times Square last year. A permanent memorial for those killed in Louisiana in the Bourbon Street Islamic terror attack coming to the French Quarter. Governor Jeff Landry says a newly created commission will oversee it. This is SRN News.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
Showtime on Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Good morning. Pigs in a Blanket Day.
That's a good day. I could get behind that day.
I could definitely get behind Pigs in a Blanket Day. Delicious.
3 minutes after 6 o'clock, Jeff and Courtney, the big show, waking you up, back and better than ever on a Friday eve, a rainy Thursday morning.
A little stormy Thursday morning.
Yeah, you know, the animals weren't filing two by two this morning, but it was coming down pretty good.
It was coming down. Of course, Luna was scared, and I could have just stayed asleep. I love a stormy morning.
You had a camera on her.
Yes.
What's she doing now? I know she doesn't like
the thunder. She ripped my comforter off the bed and has made herself a little nest on the floor.
She's scared.
She is scared, and she was upset when I left her, So you know I always feel bad about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She doesn't like
that. I just want to tuck her in my pocket.
Let's take her wherever you go.
Yeah.
It was coming down pretty good when I came in, but I think it settled down just a little bit.
It has. It was just sprinkling on my way in.
But there's a good chance that we're going to see rain through the rest of the day today and tomorrow. Here's your forecast for today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m., which we already have. Then showers likely, possibly more thunderstorms between 10 and 4 today. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock. So basically...
All day.
It's a very long-winded way of saying it's going to rain all day. I guess I needed to take up space.
Yeah, you said it in chunks instead of just, it's going to be a rainy day.
when it doesn't rain, it's partly sunny and 82 for the high. But chance of precip today, 70% new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half inch possible. So was this morning a gully washer? I want your opinion on that.
A gully washer? I mean, the streets were flowing. So, could you call this a gully? I don't know what constitutes a gully washer. I feel like the gullies were washing.
I know the usual spots had standing water.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, this could be constituting a gully washer.
Possibly a gully washer this morning. For tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Then partly cloudy overnight. Chance of precip overnight is 30% chance. And then tomorrow... For your finally Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, it's just going to rain all day. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. That forecast carries into Saturday. And then Sunday, we clear out, actually. Sunday, mostly sunny and 87. Monday, 89 for the high. Tuesday, the rain comes back. So kind of a rainy forecast, except a couple breaks here and there. Current temps right now, Coleman 66. If you're in Goldthwaite, 68. San Saba checks in at 69 and at the airport. Here in town, in Brownwood, you're looking at 67 degrees. Your first light is 6:31 today. Your sunrise is 6:56. Your sunset is 8:11 tonight.
Nice.
So I would say it was a gully washer this morning.
Definitely.
Okay.
The thunder and kept setting off my car alarm. I could hear it out there. Like someone was trying to, you know, whenever somebody tries to like open your door and your car will make the, yeah. I was like, what in the world?
Wow.
I don't know if it was the thunder or if it was that windy, but...
I don't think it was that windy this morning.
Yeah, it didn't sound windy, so I think it was just the loud thunder rattling everything.
Mm-hmm, crazy.
Yep.
So the rain is good for the plants, it's good for your grass, and it's good for crepe myrtles, too, because June Hall is our winner of the beautiful crepe myrtle. June Hall won our Plant of the Week
yesterday. Congratulations, June.
So June, take advantage of the soil. You can dig a nice... hole there and put in the myrtle and enjoy it.
That was a very nice step, like play-by-play, step-by-step of how to get that crepe myrtle in her yard.
Dig a hole and throw it in.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe be gentle. Dig a hole and throw it in, that sounds very...
sounds a little harsh. <It's,
clears throat> may not be so aggressive with your crepe myrtle.
I wonder what color she chose, pink, purple, or red.
Me too.
Let us know, June.
They all looked beautiful. I really like that plant. I would have one.
Like I said, we got two of them, and they're both beautiful. So
you said they're a beautiful red color?
They really are. They really pop.
Yeah.
Because our house is kind of the sandy brick, the brown, so the red really pops against the house. So it's nice.
So tonight's the night, right?
Well, tonight's
the big night for
tonight's a big night. It's
the opening, Lawn Ranger.
It's opening day for the Thursday Night Mowing League. Opening day.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
For the new season. Unfortunately, around here we got rained out, I think.
The Lawn Ranger.
I can't. I think we got rained out today. So
man,
opening day.
Well, it does sound like it's going to be a rainy day. So
yeah, it's opening day rained out here for Thursday Night Mowing League. But there are other spots in the country that can participate.
So what's that look like? As far as the mowing league, what do you get? How do you get judged?
A lot of it is the pictures that you send in to the to either Facebook or Twitter or to the Thursday Night Mowing League site, and you get judged on your pictures. What's in the picture? Did you mow your lawn correctly? So there's quite a point system here that we have. I printed out the point system.
Let's give it a gander.
So for people that don't believe the Thursday Night Mowing League is a real thing, it is a real thing. And there's points. There's a point system. And so the winner at the end of the season, of course, who has the most points, is going to be the Thursday Night Mowing League champ.
So starting from the bottom, are you going to get points deducted even though you got rained out?
So minus two is deducted for a DMW, a did not mow, on Thursday. You get minus two for a did not mow. I don't think rainouts count.
Okay.
Rainouts
so
don't count.
You can't really mow in the rain.
If you don't mow just because you're lazy, then yeah, you get negative two.
Right. Okay.
You get a did not mow. You get plus 1 point if a sponsor retweets your content.
Wow. So you have yours on Twitter?
I've got my thing on Twitter. Well, I participate with Twitter and Facebook with the Mowing League, of course.
Gotcha.
We all have to. But I don't have a sponsor.
You
if anybody wants to sponsor Thursday Night Mowing League, I'll slap your decal on my shirt. I'll put it on the mower. And when I send my stuff into Facebook and Twitter, you'll get, you know.
Right.
You'll get
all the mowing. And there's a lot of people in this mowing league.
Oh, there's thousands.
Yeah. It's not like a tiny thing or, you know, like there's 50 people or something. There's a good amount of people.
It's all across the country.
I like this one. Okay. You get a point for including a photo of your dog in the report. So you can throw socks in there, right? So you can put a picture of your cat.
I'll put a picture of the cat in there just to see. Maybe I'll get a point for that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Dare to be different.
Yeah, there you go. You also get 1 point if you use the use of a drone in your report. So like drone footage of your yard.
And I bet that also makes it look even better because of the drone footage.
Even more cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, here's a plus 1 point, including post-mow beer or drink of choice in the photo.
Exactly.
Do you do that?
I do that all the time.
What's your post-mowing drink, Jeff? Drink of choice after you have had a long day of mowing?
My post-mow drink preferably is a cold adult beverage, a beer.
Yeah.
Usually a beer or two. I like the kind of the summer shandies, a little bit of a lemon.
Yeah, that's a nice refreshing.
Exactly.
Refreshing drink.
It's good after you mow. You also get plus 1 point if you include an American flag in your mowing report.
Nice.
Which I like that one.
Okay. You get plus 1 for posting a Thursday Night Mowing League themed mowing video.
I haven't done that yet.
That sounds exciting.
I could do that with my phone, just kind of a video of the lawn and the yard. Not as I mow, but afterwards.
You could do clips starting with the beginning and then put all the clips together. Okay. Kind of like you would do like a TikTok or something, but not necessarily TikTok because I don't see you as the TikTok kind of guy.
Correct.
Make a video like that. That would be really neat.
That would be neat.
That gets you some points, Jeff.
You also get plus 1 point for tagging your sponsors in social media posts. So if I had a sponsor and I tagged you in the post, I'd get a point for that as well.
That's exciting. You need a sponsor.
I do need a sponsor for this league.
Oh, you get plus 2 for including a photo of you wearing your Thursday Night Mowing League gear in your report. Don't cheat and send the same photo every week. Do you want to be injected from the league?
We do have rules.
This one has a threat.
I do have my shirt that I mow in. I have my Thursday Night Mowing League shirt.
Did you get one with your new name?
I haven't got a new shirt yet, but I will.
Okay.
I'll have Rebecca put my hashtag on there. And then finally, you get plus 1 point for sending in a mowing report via social media or email to joe.kinsey@outkick.com, or you can use his personal email. If you can't find it, you can do a Twitter report. So basically, send in any report to the commissioner or the league, and you'll get at least plus one. The only deduction to minus two is the did not mow, but that does not count rainouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's, you really can't go out there and mow your yard when it's like this.
Mother Nature is going to take the win today for Thursday Night Mow League around here.
So then what do you just go, you do it next week or?
You do it next Thursday. Gotcha. Yeah. Or you can say, I had a did not mow, I got rained out Thursday, the weather cleared up Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
And then that's whenever
you... then you did it. But you have to explain why you didn't mow on Thursday.
Gotcha.
Well, if it's just a, you know, I didn't feel like it, then that's a minus two, did not mow.
So you've got, like, accountability to mow.
You really do.
It pushes you, like, oh, better get my butt out there and mow because exactly. It's there's consequences.
There is. If you want to be the next Timmy Two Cuts, then you have to you have to be responsible.
Timmy Two Cuts.
He was the,
it's like a mob name.
He was the first mowing league champion, Timmy Two Cuts.
I don't know if he's mowing lawns or taking people out with that name.
So if you want to join along with the Mowing League, then follow it on Twitter, follow it on Facebook, or if you want to be a sponsor, let us know.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
That was a complete waste of 14 minutes.
I don't feel like it was. Everybody, I'm sure people are curious as to what it looks like for this Mowing League. So now we know. Well, we know the way you get points and that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're curious, just go on Facebook or X or Twitter, whatever it's called now, and you can just type in Thursday Night Mowing League, and everything will pop up for you. Yeah, and this is the first time in league history that we're using a point system.
So I was seeing that.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. This is really blown. It started as kind of a joke a couple of years ago, and it just really blew up in a hurry. And so now it's like, wow, this is like a thing now.
Yeah,
so that's, they're selling that's merch and everything.
Thursday Night Mowing League. Who I love it. Some people are bowling, you're mowing.
That's right. I'm a mower.
Why not?
Jeff and Courtney, 6:15 on a Thursday. It's a Friday Eve. We'll come back and talk about the impossible question of the day. It's on Facebook. And don't forget to visit our website and check out the Morning Show page. A lot of fun stuff on there as well.
talking too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swaying doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single bell. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
All right. Mama's right. Mama's right.
Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
Shot me down, stepping out all over town. Drove me back to drinking in this bar. I found myself a brand new friend. I'm headed down that road again. I'm working on my next broken heart. Happy or sad, it's hard to tell. You taught me when it comes to love, I know my part. Well, I play this game that I can't win. I'll be somebody's fool again, working on my next broken heart. Well, I thought all day long you'd be the death of me, but I met left of me. I've seen that look before. She'll tear my world apart. I'm working on my next broken
Brooks and Ronnie Dunn. Make up Brooks and Dunn. 6:22 on a Thursday. And had a great phone call during the break.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. He talked about the mowing league. He said, when you search, you know, search your mowing league on the social medias, do you use emojis? Emojis. I like it. It's a dad joke.
It is. It really got you to giggling as
it
well.
Did. I giggled like a little 12-year-old little girl.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. And then you think about it again.
67 right now and rainy in Brandywood. A rain out tonight for a Thursday night mowing league if you're going to mow around the area. So try to make that up a little bit later on, maybe Sunday. when the weather gets nicer.
So would you say mowing is like your something that calms you, something that you like to do to kind of reset?
Reset, detach.
Just yeah. Kind of reset. Yeah. Is that kind of what something that you do to just kind of reset and enjoy, ponder?
I would say it is. Because I when I mow, I don't put on my headphones or anything. I just
mow.
I just mow.
Listen to the sound of the mower. Watch the grass cut down.
Mow. And then even almost more therapeutic.
Therapeutic. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Edging. When you get a nice edge to the yard, just the clean lines and everything.
I can see that because, like, I'll find myself watching some of those videos. You know, the guy goes into the yard and it's like way overgrown, and then he knocks it all down, and it's just satisfying to watch. It's one of those things that you're like, why am I watching this?
What am I
like,
doing?
3 minutes
life?
In, I'm like, why am I watching somebody mow or weed eat a lawn?
There's a reason why there's the mowing league. People like it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, satisfying to watch.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
That's what I was looking for, therapeutic.
It is kind of therapeutic. It is. I mean, it's just, you want to make the yard look nice, your pride of ownership, but really more it's just kind of therapeutic.
Yeah. Keeps your mind busy and doing something productive.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly. Of impossible questions on the Facebook page today, getting a lot of good response on this one, as always, for the impossible question of the day. The prize today for the impossible question is one free drink of your choice at the Hideout.
Ooh.
What's your favorite drink at the Hideout? Or do you have?
I get the iced latte breve vanilla. Mm. Sorry about the coffee. Yeah. Fairway grounds.
Very
perfect.
Nice. So the winner of this gets a free drink of their choice at the Hideout. The question is, nearly 400 of these have been left behind on a plane in the past year. What is it? It's not a spouse. Nearly 400 of these have been left behind on a plane in the past year. What is it?
You said a spouse.
It's not the answer.
Oops.
Oopsies.
I forgot my spouse on the plane. I have to go lost and found. That's way more intense than losing your luggage.
It is. A lot of varied guesses. You got cell phones, passports, earbuds.
Phone charger.
Yeah, pacifier. That's a good one.
Blanket, glasses, ear pods. These are all really good answers.
Shoes, wedding rings, phone chargers, all great answers. Probably all valid, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't left behind something on a plane? Just a lot of people are guessing ear pods. Ear pods is not correct, but it's a great guess.
It is.
So, pay attention to that and get that. Get your guess in by 8:30 for a chance to win. It's already 6:25.
Time flies when you're having fun, Jeff.
Wow.
When you're talking about mowing.
Exactly.
You know, when you pass your morning talking about mowing, it just flies by.
On some level, I could do this all day. I mean, but on another level, I feel like I need to apologize to the listeners for talking about mowing.
I feel like our listeners also have their things that they do for, it's very therapeutic. Like I said, I like to cook. I'll get in the kitchen and cook a meal, and that's very therapeutic for me.
Right. So for me, it's mowing. For you, it's cooking. What about for the listeners?
Yeah. I wonder what do y'all do that is just something that kind of puts you in the zone and is just relieve some stress, have a rough day. What do you get your hands busy doing?
I know for the fair Rebecca, it's watching Bob Ross paint, or she'll watch.
Look at this little happy little tree.
Yeah, or she'll watch like the DIY videos, like the Dollar Tree DIY where people make things, or she likes to watch like the factory stuff where the you make these amazing things in factories and you like cut wood and you pour this stuff in there and it makes it look like it's a river going through the table or...
Nice. I like those.
The kind of...
I'm trying to think what it's called. It's not gloss. It's
not gloss, but yeah, just kind of how things are made.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of little different things that can be very therapeutic to people.
Yeah. So what's yours? 646-1013. What kind of gets in your zone? What is your zone?
Yeah, gets you in the zone.
Huh. You know what gets me in my zone? Derek Cycling is news.
Yeah, that's me too.
It's always. Cycling is coming up at the bottom of the hour at 6:30. And then we have your fact or fiction and your menus coming up at 6:50. Keep it here.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer. Stylish. Nimble.
Trax.
Innovative. Electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your Big Country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Pierce Furniture and Mattress Store is the price leader on Sealy mattresses. The number one most trusted mattress brand in America. Queen size Sealy mattresses starting at $4.99. Our Sealy hybrid queen mattress is only $5.99. And Sealy's most famous mattress, the Posturepedic Plush Queen, starts at just $9.99. Plus, take advantage of our 12-month no-interest financing. Nobody beats the Sealy deals at Pierce Furniture and Mattresses. We'll save you money.
Pierce Furniture Gallery, 600 North Center Avenue in Brandwood. We'll save you money.
KOXC News Report for Thursday, April 24th. I'm Derek Stuckley. The Brown County Water Improvement District shared the following information Wednesday. As of 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, April 23rd, Lake Brownwood's water level is at 1,425.1 feet, or 1/10 of a foot above the spillway. Statewide, all lakes are at an average of 76.2% full. Lake Coleman is 0.36 feet above capacity. Lake Brownwood is 1/10 of a foot above capacity. 1 week ago, Lake Brownwood was at 95.4% capacity. 1 month ago, Lake Brownwood was at 97% capacity. And 1 year ago, Lake Brownwood was just at 58.6% capacity. According to District Attorney Michael Murray, during the April 2025 session of the Brown County Grand Jury, 22 true bills were returned against 19 persons. A full list of those indicted can be found on the KOXC website. The City of Brownwood announced Wednesday morning the appointment of Torino Russell as a new Director of People and Performance. With over two decades of experience in human resources, leadership, and program management, Russell brings a wealth of expertise to this pivotal role. Russell will officially begin his role on Monday, April 28th. The newly refined position continues to lead the city's Human Resources Department while placing an increased emphasis on cultivating a strong organizational culture, enhancing employee engagement, and advancing professional development initiatives. As Director of People and Performance, Russell will oversee a wide range of human resource functions, including recruitment, benefits, employee relations, civil service, and performance management, while championing the city's I Serve core values and supporting a high-performing, people-focused workforce. Russell brings with him more than 21 years of leadership experience in staff development, human resources, and program administration. He most recently served as program director at the Oaks in Brownwood and previously held senior leadership roles with Rite of Passage in Omaha, Nebraska. His professional background includes 12 years in HR-specific positions with a career-long commitment to mentoring and equipping individuals for success. Marshall McIntosh, deputy city manager for the city of Brownwood, said, quote, "Torino's passion for developing people and extensive background in human resources and program management aligns with our organizational mission. We're excited to welcome him to the team and look forward to the contributions he will bring to our organization," end quote. For more information about the City of Brownwood's Human Resources Department, including current job opportunities, visit brownwoodtexas.gov/222/human-resources. The Kiwanis Club of Brownwood has announced it will host its 10th annual Kidfish event at Early's Town Center Saturday, June 7th. Scheduled for 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., this event gives children the chance to start a lifelong love for fishing and being outdoors. The event is open for kids ages 4 to 16 years old. Prizes will be awarded to the top three weigh-ins in four age ranges, 2 to 4 years old, 5 to 8 years old, 9 to 12 years old, and 13 to 16 years old, beginning at 11:30 a.m. There's no fee to register. Registration begins at 7:30 a.m. that morning, and pre-registration is available at visitearlytexas.com and ends at noon Friday, June 6th. The first 150 to register will receive a free rod and reel and bait. In case of a rainout, the event will be rescheduled for Saturday, June 14th. The second day of early voting for the May 3rd general election took place Wednesday with 52 ballots cast, bringing the two-day total to 97. Early voting continues through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and again Monday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Brown County Elections Office located at 613 North Fisk. Local races include the Early ISD Board of Trustees, where Robert Welker is on the ballot for Place 3, Scott Bird for Place 4, and Amanda DeVusser and Daniel Rodriguez for Place 5. Running for two open seats on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Dennis Sanchez, Robert R.C. Lehman, Eric Likens, and Joy Mitchell. Also running to fill an unexpired term on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Larry Lehman and Blue Tidwell. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXC.com.
Get ready for some down-home wild fun at the Goldthwaite State Championship Barbecue and Goat Cook-Off happening at the Goldthwaite City Park in Goldthwaite. This year, we're turning up the heat with wild hog sacking starting April 26th at 11 a.m. Grab your partner and sign up the morning of. Books open at 10:30. Just $30 per team or $15 for youth teams, ages 13 and under. Top five fastest teams make it to the short go, and the fastest team on two heads takes the win. With 50% jackpot payouts in both youth and open divisions, there's cash and Gloria for grabs. Don't miss the cow cutter for the short go and the action-packed competition that'll have the crowd on their feet. For more information, call Jody Sutherland at 325-642-4961. That's Wild Hog Sack in April 26th only at the Goldthwaite State Championship Barbecue and Goat Cook-Off. Be there or be bacon.
Hero
Now, Brownwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service, full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
This is your Thursday KOXC Sports Report. The two-day District 6-4A tennis tournament reached its midway point after the conclusion of Wednesday action at Brownwood High School, and the Lions and Lady Lions will find themselves in one championship match and a pair of third-place matches today. Lady Lions' Ashlyn Bundick and Lady Johnson defeated a tandem from Brock, 6-2, 4-6, 6-2, to advance to the girls' doubles championship match, where they'll face a team from Glenrose for the District 6-4A championship. Also, Brownwood's Eric Smith will face an entry from Stephenville in the third-place boys' singles match, while Lions' Wesley Goodrich and Tryon Ball are facing a duo from Mineral Wells for third place in boys' doubles. Softball bi-district playoff action begins tonight for the Brownwood Lady Lions, whose first game in their series with San Angelo Lakeview has been moved to Angelo State University at 7 p.m. tonight. Games 2 and 3 of the series, if needed, are slated for 10 a.m. Saturday back in Brownwood. All Lady Lions softball playoff games will be broadcast on KBWD AM 1380, KOXC.com, and the KOXC app. Also tonight, Coleman battles Stanford in a one-game bi-district playoff at 7 p.m. at Abilene Christian University. Then on Friday, the early Lady Horns face Henrietta in a one-game playoff at 6 p.m. at Weatherford College. And this weekend, Bangs meets Holly in a best-of-three series at Abilene Christian University, with Game 1 at 3 p.m. Friday and Games 2 and 3, if needed, to begin at 11:30 a.m. Saturday. In baseball action Friday, the playoff-bound Brownwood Lions host Mineral Wells in the regular season finale at 7 p.m. at Moore Southall Field, which is also senior night. The Lions, who will be the number 2 seed from District 6 in the Class 4A Division 1 playoffs, clinched their postseason berth with a 4-3 win at Mineral Wells Tuesday, coupled with losses by Stephenville and Glenrose. The Lions will be seeking their first district sweep of the season in Friday night's contest. The Lions' regular season finale and all playoff games will be broadcast here on KOXE, KOXE.com, and the KOXE app. Your weekly fishing report is brought to you by the Big Bass Hooker Tackle Shop, located on Highway 279 near Lake Brownwood. Conditions at Lake Brownwood are good, water slightly stained, 67 degrees, 0.49 feet above pool. Black bass up to 8.36 pounds are excellent in 1 to 5 feet of water all around the lake and spawning pockets on hags, tornadoes, and green pumpkin, tsunami jigs, and white outlier frogs. The last spawning wave has moved up on the beds. Some bass are guarding fry and some are post-spawn. Crappie are good to 10 inches on jigs and 2 to 10 feet of water, with a few spawning on the gravel flats. White bass are excellent to 2 pounds on crankbaits around the lake, spawning in the rocks and out of the lights at night. And catfish to 5 pounds are slow on jug lines with cut bait, night crawlers, and chicken livers. For all your fishing needs, remember to stop by the Big Bass Hooker Tackle Shop near the Lake Bridge. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXC.
Hey folks, do you remember the getaway giveaway trips? Well folks, it's happening again. KOXC is teaming up with Hargrove Travel and area-wide sponsors to give you a chance to win a free trip. With a twist! A trip could be a Disney cruise, Caribbean cruise, maybe go to the Florida Keys, maybe something else. What? Don't have a travel bug? Well, how about winning $2,000 in cash? Your choice! Thank you to these participating sponsors. Overhead Door and CMS Kinder Hearts Home Health.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC. Connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
The following are today's obituaries. A memorial service for Patricia Ann Kahn, 58, of Brady, will be held at a later date. Leatherwood Memorial Chapels of Brady is in charge of arrangements. Patricia Ann Kahn passed away Tuesday, April 22nd. A funeral service for Billy Frank Goodson, 84, will be held at 1 p.m. today at Blaylock Funeral Home. Billy Frank Goodson passed away Saturday, April 19th. A funeral service for Dorothy Carnes, 75, of Goldthwaite, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home in Goldthwaite. Interment will follow at Center City Cemetery in Center City. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at the funeral home. Dorothy Carnes passed away Wednesday, April 16th. A celebration of life service for Bob Eddington, 67, of Coleman, will be held at 2 p.m. Friday at First Baptist Church in Coleman. Interment will follow at the Coleman City Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. today at Stevens Funeral Home in Coleman. Bob Eddington passed away Tuesday, April 22nd. A funeral service for Peggy Ann Threet, 71, will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Heartland Funeral Home. Visitation will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday at the funeral home. Peggy Ann Threet passed away Friday, April 18th. A graveside memorial service for Bobby Ray Roberts, 85, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa. Blaylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Bobby Ray Roberts passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A graveside funeral service for Jimmy Don Poe, 79, of Early, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Blanket Cemetery. Brownwood Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Jimmy Don Poe passed away Sunday, April 13th. A memorial service for Roland Howard Finch, 71, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Church of Christ in Brownwood. Gerdner Funeral Home of Abilene is in charge of arrangements. Roland Howard Finch passed away Saturday, April 19th. A celebration of life for Patricia Willems, 70, of Brady, will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday at Sunset Ridge Church of Christ in Brady. Leatherwood Memorial Chapels in Brady is in charge of arrangements. Patricia Willems passed away Wednesday, April 9th.
Need flowers? Call Davis Floral. Davis Floral is one of those businesses that has stood the test of time since 1907. So if you need flowers, you call Davis Floral at 325-646-9595. Davis Floral has all kinds of potted plants and cut flowers for you to choose from. Need flowers? Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral also does bouquets for weddings and arrangements and sprays for funerals. Spring is here, so make someone's day special with a spring bouquet. Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral in downtown Brentwood.
Care Nursing and Rehab in Early, Texas provides skilled nursing services in spacious private rehabilitation rooms within a country rural setting. Comprehensive therapy services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy, while long-term patients receive personalized support. Medicaid pending acceptance and VA short and long-term contracts are also offered, along with diverse menu options. Contact us at 325-646-5521 for inquiries on long-term care and skilled needs. Care Nursing and Rehab in Early.
Your Thursday weather forecast is brought to you by Southwest Appliance and Furniture. Rain chances have diminished slightly through the rest of the week, as today calls for a 50% chance of showers and storms during the day with a high of 84, and a 30% chance of rain tonight with a low of 63. Friday's rain chances sit at 40% with a high of 85, while Friday night features a 20% chance of precipitation with a low of 63. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday currently features a 30% chance of rain with a high of 83, and a low of 62 Saturday night, also with a 30% chance of showers. The rain chances are gone briefly Sunday with a high of 88 expected, along with a low of 65 Sunday night. The next week, Monday calls for a high of 87 degrees with a low of 65 Monday night with a 30% chance of rain. Tuesday's forecast features a 30% chance of showers during the day with a high of 86 and a low of 59 Tuesday night with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Then on Wednesday, look for a 40% chance of precipitation with a high of 81.
Thank you, Derek. 647 on your Thursday. It's a Friday eve, and your temps out there in the 60s for the most part. Goldthwaite checks in at 68, 66 down in Coleman. San Saba in Dillo Country, 69, and here at the airport in Brownwood, 67 degrees. Your sunrise is 6:56 today. That's about another 9 minutes away, and your sunset tonight is 8:11. Just around the corner, it's time for your lunch and your breakfast menus, along with Fact or Fiction. Keep it here on KOXE.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women
crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
George Hamilton the fourth, not the third, not the second.
Not the fifth.
The fourth, Abilene. A lot of people ask me, is that song about Abilene, Texas or Abilene, Kansas?
Huh.
I can't really tell you. I don't know.
It doesn't specify.
I don't think so.
I guess if you're from Texas, then you can say it's about Texas. If you're from Kansas,
yeah,
you can say it's from Kansas.
Both towns have a lot of history to them, so it could be either one.
Yeah.
650 KOXE, you know what that means? Oh, it is time for your lunch and your breakfast menus brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen, 1620 Austin Avenue. Dairy Queen for breakfast, just delicious. Breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit. They got biscuits and gravy, 99-cent drinks until 10 a.m. So check them out, Dairy Queen. They will treat you right, and Courtney will kick off the lunch menus.
All right. Let's
and breakfast
start,
menus.
Yeah, we'll start with breakfast, and we'll go over to lunch. Early ISD for breakfast. We'll be having a pancake wrap with yogurt cup or sausage biscuit, 100% fruit juice, fruit, milk variety, and that comes along with some syrup and jelly.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? I apologize.
Absolutely.
You started with early ISD. Mrs. Duncan's third grade math class is having their star testing today. So kids, good luck on the star test. Kick some tail, and you guys got this. So have a great day today.
Awesome. Way to have their backs, Jeff.
I do. You guys can do it.
You got this.
You got it.
And for lunch, so yeah, have your nice hearty breakfast to get your brains all ready for your star test. For lunch, Asian bowl with egg roll or Taco Mac snacks. Fresh veggie cup, corn, mandarin oranges, milk, salad entree. Comes along with some ranch, sweet and sour sauce. That was all one thing. I thought it was going to be two. Brooke Smith. For breakfast, we'll have a sunrise sandwich. That sounds lovely.
It does.
Fruit and juice. For lunch, we'll have boneless wings, french fries, celery, carrots, and fruit. And Zephyr for breakfast, a pancake wrap with yogurt or cereal with graham crackers, fruit, juice, and milk. And for lunch in Zephyr, popcorn chicken, roll, corn, crunchy broccoli, salad, fresh apple slices, cookie, and milk. That's all you, Jeff.
I'm up. Blanket. For breakfast today, you're having a stuffed bagel with a cheese stick, juice, fruit, and milk. Lunch in Blanket ISD today, steak fingers, gravy, hot rolls, green beans, corn, peaches, and some ketchup to go along with those steak fingers. Although I just eat my steak fingers sans the ketchup.
I like them with gravy.
Love them with gravy. At the Brandwood Senior Citizen Center today, oh my goodness, you're having pizza today with corn, salad, a roll, and a fruit crisp. And you're playing bingo at 10 a.m. for the activity at the Senior Citizen Center today. Your May ISD breakfast consists of oatmeal with toast and fruit. Pie for dinner last night. God, it was so good. Chicken pot pie for lunch. You're going to love it. Garden salad, dessert, and sparkling apples. Those are your menus today brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by the Section Hand Steakhouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday, opening here in about 5 minutes for breakfast. They're also open for lunch and dinner, so if you can't make it for breakfast, make sure you get in there. Closed on Mondays, have a convenient drive-through, to-go orders welcome, daily specials, Sunday buffet, and do not forget their amazing salad bar. Get on down to the Section Hand Steakhouse, opening here at 7 a.m. Yum.
Yum. And for Fact or Fiction today, we're going to play for four day passes for the Larry Joe Taylor concert Saturday the 26th. So you want to see LJT play along with Fact or Fiction today.
Okay. Are we ready? Acrophobia is a fear of spiders. Acrophobia is a fear of spiders. 325-646-1013.
Acrophobia? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go fact.
Okay. Jeff's going fact.
Good morning. Fact or fiction? Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, the radio on. Let's say fact. I'm afraid of spiders.
I am too. I don't like them at all. Fact. And who is this?
Edward Berry Jr.
All right. We got you down for fact.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. All right. We got one for fact, two for fact, actually.
Yeah. You and Edward?
Yeah.
Acrophobia is a fear of spiders. Fact or fiction?
Take another call. Good morning, KOXE. It's fact or fiction. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, we're going fact.
You and dog are going fact.
It's a fear of spiders.
All right, and who is this?
This is Megan and Gunner.
Oh, hey, Megan.
Morning, Megan.
What's
and Gunny.
What's the dog's name?
Oh, which one? There's many. That one was Graham.
So you're going to go fact?
Yeah.
All right, we got you done for fact.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, KOXE.
Good morning.
Hello there.
This is Carrie, and I'm going to say fiction.
Carrie says fiction.
You're the first one to say fiction, so you could be the big winner today, possibly. Was it Terry with the T?
Yes.
All right, Terry, we got you down fiction. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Good morning, KOXE. We're doing fact or fiction. What's your guess?
I'm going to say fact, even though I can't win, guys.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. We got you down for fact. All right, stay dry today. Okay, last call for fact or fiction. Good morning. What's your guess?
I say factamundo.
Factamundo.
That's the first factamundo we got today. Who is this?
This is Geneva Nelson.
Geneva, thank you for the call. We got you down for factamundo.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Acrophobia is a fear of spiders.
Want to do one more?
Uno mas.
Uno mas. Good morning, KOXE. It's fact or fiction.
This is Felix. It's fact.
Felix is saying facts. Thank you, Felix. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Felix. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. So we got a full list of people.
We sure do. And, okay. Are you ready?
I'm on pins and needles.
Acrophobia is a fear of spiders is fiction.
What?
Yeah. So arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. Acrophobia is an extreme fear or irrational fear or phobia of heights. Approximately 2 to 5% of the general population has acrophobia. Do you?
Fear of heights?
Yes.
No. No.
I do have a bit of a fear of heights. I'm a bit acrophobic. So the fear of spiders is actually arachnophobia. So that, I can see where the confusion may have come in. I thought this was an easy one today. But
wow. So Terry
is the big winner.
Yeah, Terry, good job. You get four day passes to see Larry Joe Taylor concert this Saturday.
Congratulations, Terry.
Wow, so arachnophobia is spiders.
Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. Acrophobia is a fear of heights.
There we go. All right. We learn something.
We do. We learn something new every day, don't we?
Yeah, SRN News coming up top of the hour, then we dive into the 7 o'clock hour here on KOXE. Good morning.
This is Carrie Harton from A World for Children. We often think of abuse and neglect as something that happens in larger cities far from us. However, did you know that many children from our local neighborhood had to be placed outside of our schools and communities because there aren't enough homes in this area? If you have a heart for children or wonder if you could make a difference, please stop by A World for Children at 609 Main Street or call us at 325-641-1055. You can check out our website at awfc.org. Together, we can change the world, one child at a time.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine is criticizing Russia as the real obstacle to peace after an overnight attack on Kiev killed at least 9 people, injured more than 70 others. The White House press secretary says President Trump is frustrated that Ukrainian President Zelensky has ruled out ceding Crimea to Russia as part of a potential peace deal. And Vice President Vance says the Ukraine negotiations have reached a crucial turning point, suggesting the time for talk is just about over. So many people have been lining up to see Pope Francis lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica that the Vatican kept the doors open all night. The Vatican says more than 50,000 people had paid their final respects in the first 12 hours of the public viewing period. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down 157 points. NASDAQ futures off 39. More details at SRNNews.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
It's showtime. Jeff and Courtney, the big show in the 7 o'clock hour. So that's hour two of our big show.
Good morning. National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Happy National Pigs in a Blanket Day. It's also opening day for Thursday Night Mowing League, although we're rained out kind of in our neck of the woods.
It's very exciting and then very like, womp, womp, womp.
Very much of a letdown because I did my last preseason mow a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Got the mower tuned up, put my mowing shoes on, broke in my mowing gloves, got all ready for the opening day, and now
it's and now it rains.
And now it rains.
Well, and it was supposed to rain all at the beginning of the week, didn't rain. And then today, of all days, the mowing day.
Now, the if you get a did not mow, that's negative 2 points. I'm clarifying with the commissioner. I sent him an email to clarify. I said, if it's rained out, do we still deduct 2 points? So I'll get back with everybody on that. I'm sure you're waiting.
We need to know. You can't be losing points because of, you know, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
No, it's not fair at all. So we'll get clarification on that with the commissioner of the league. It is 5 minutes after 7:67 in Brandwood. Rainy day today. Really, just chance of showers and thunderstorms all day today. It's going to be a chance of precip, stance about 70% today. New rainfall amounts could get between a quarter and a half an inch possible. So I think we decided that earlier this morning it was a gully washer.
I feel like it was. There was a lot of rain flowing on the streets.
We'll call that a gully washer. So mark down your gully washer points. One today.
Yeah, we had a gully washer this morning. April 24th. Gully washed.
Gully washed. Mark that down on the 24th. Okay, I got that marked down. And we had a great factor of fiction. You got us on the wordplay.
It did. It was a definite play on words because acrophobia sounds very similar to arachnophobia, but is two totally different fears.
Two fear. Terry was the winner. Terry did figure that one out.
Mm-hmm. So acrophobia is the fear of heights. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. So, of course, that gets me and Jeff to talking in between commercial about, you know, our fears and what those look like as far as rational to irrational fears. So would you think that acrophobia is a rational fear or irrational, the fear of heights?
Acrophobia.
So the fear of heights would be acrophobia. The fear of spiders is arachnophobia.
I would say fear of heights would be kind of irrational.
I would say yes and no.
It's on the border.
Right. I do have a bit of a fear of heights. Not like debilitating, but at certain heights it gives me a like a off feeling.
I would say, like, if you fear tornadoes, that is a rational fear.
I do have a fear of tornadoes.
Yeah, or hurricanes. Rational fear, it's destructive. It can kill you.
Yeah, it's a scary thing.
Yeah, but irrational. Like, I have a fear of clowns. I just cannot stand clowns.
Yeah.
Just cannot stand them. That's more irrational.
Right.
That's my own.
Chances of a clown doing you harm is slim to none.
I don't know about that. But
emotionally,
yeah.
Maybe.
Emotionally harm. Emotional harm, maybe.
He's crying inside right now just thinking about it. Irrational fear is roaches.
Yeah.
I have it gives me just a chill down my spine just thinking about it.
So it's not just you don't like them. It's a fear.
Like, I get, well, you know how you, it's just skin crawling. It's just, scream out whenever I see one. Just don't like it.
And you had a water bug in your place a couple of days ago.
It was horrendous. I told you, that's what I woke up to. I was getting ready with this little friend. Not cool. Just not cool.
You took him out, though, didn't you?
I did. I had to. Who else was going to do it? Norman and Luna were not helping. They didn't care, Jeff. They just didn't care.
So rational fears versus irrational. Do we have, like, irrational clowns, irrational for you water bugs?
Yeah.
Roaches. What about creepy other crawlies. People's fears, irrational or rational?
What are y'all's fears? 325-646-1013. What would you consider a rational to irrational fear? What are y'all afraid of?
What about, like, a fear of failure? Is that a rational fear? Or is that more of a mental, I guess?
I would think so.
I think it's rational or irrational.
I feel like that would be rational, right? Because I feel like everybody has that fear at some time.
It could drive you to do better.
Exactly.
Yeah, fear of failure.
I think that's what makes you successful, is battling that fear and meeting that fear head to head and conquering it. Hmm.
So what fears do we have? Fear of failure, irrational fears, 646-1013.
Spiders. Give us a call. Are you afraid of spiders?
No, I kill them.
Yeah.
I'm
more of like a relocator. I don't have a problem with spiders, so I'll relocate.
What about snakes?
Not scared of snakes either.
I don't like them, but I don't know. They are pretty creepy. They are, even the harmless ones, I get kind of the heebie-jeebies.
I don't have any issues with that. I think the main thing that I'm afraid of is just roaches and water bugs. I can't think of anything else that I'm scared of outside of, a tornado. But
chupacabra.
That's not real.
It is.
It's not real, so I'm not scared of it. See, like, clowns are real things. So what do you do? Have you ever been to, like, a circus?
I've never been to a circus.
You've never been to a circus?
Never been to a circus.
Have you ever been to, like, one of the haunted houses where you kind of, like, walk through and... What do you do when you get to the part of the clowns?
The haunted houses that I've walked through, there haven't been clowns.
Oh.
It's been those ones where they chase you with a chainsaw, or there's...
That's preferable to a clown.
Yeah, the unnecessary surgery area where you walk through and...
the unnecessary...
Those type of houses. Yeah, never been in a clown house. Good morning, KOXC.
Well, I don't know if it has a name or not, but I have a fear of opening my back door to let my dogs out and somebody standing there.
Oh, yeah. That's a creepy thought. That's just, yeah.
I live alone, and I'm old.
I completely understand. I live alone as well, and so, yeah, sometimes you think those little thoughts in your head.
You do. You really, really do. And I don't think it has a name, but I got it in spades.
Well, we can give it a name.
Oh, give it one.
Yeah, we can make one up.
What is it?
I don't know. But we can
we're gonna think about it, and we'll get back with you on the new name.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you.
You are great. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That is kind of off-putting.
It is. Oh, I'll be in the shower, like, washing my hair, and, you know, you got soap running down in your face, and I'll just get this picture in my mind of, like, you hear a noise outside, and I'm like, or not outside, in the house, and I'm like, oh, that's it. This is how it ends. I've got soap in my eyes. You know, you're not wearing any clothes. What am I supposed to do? How will I defend myself? This is it.
So undignified.
Right.
Good morning, KOXE. Hello. Oh, they hung up. They don't be shy.
Maybe that's their fear, talking on the radio.
talking with us. Oh. Good morning, KOXE.
Okay, this is mine.
Hey, Pat.
And it's never happened. You don't want it to. One time I was by myself. My husband was gone. We had a lamp on 279. I looked out the patio door about 12 o'clock. And I swear, a man was looking back at me in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I shut them blinds. And I said, oh, it was a reflection. But then my husband, Dad, you weren't about to happen, but he is still alive.
That's...
One time my husband went to the barn, and it happened truly. He crawled up his leg, a black with a brown loose flower bed, and I had to take him down at the land spot. He said, Mama, I don't think I want to go to the barn anymore.
I don't blame him. That's
those
scary.
Sound like rational fears, Pat. Well, thank you for calling.
I know, but when somebody's looking back in that patio glass, you're flipping out.
I can imagine.
Yeah, y'all have a good day. I got to go to the doctor today. Y'all have a good day.
You too, honey. Pat. Thank you, Pat.
You know, that could be a fear. Fear of going to the doctor. I mean, just... That could be a fear as well.
I think that is a fear. I'm pretty sure there is a name for that. I'm not sure what it is,
sure,
but I'll Google it.
Yeah. I want to find a name for looking out your screen door and finding somebody there. There has to be a name for that.
There does.
Yeah. If not, we'll make one. Good morning, KOXE.
Yeah, y'all were talking a while ago about the fear of heights was an irrational fear. I got to thinking about it. I've got a fear of falling, and I think that's rational.
I think so, too.
That's the rational part of it, yes.
I think that would be a rational fear. And that's that old dream, you know, where you're falling, mm-hmm. where you feel like you're falling, you jump when you wake up.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a fear or not, but it's something that's very real.
Didn't we read something about that it's something that happens when you sleep, that your oxygen level goes down? And so your body wakes you up because it makes you start breathing more. So it's something that physically happens with you that gives you that dream of falling.
I had never heard that before. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's that your body's adjusting. Like mm-hmm. you get that feeling.
Yeah.
You're basically getting short of breath. And so your body makes you feel like you're falling. And then you jerk awake because you're basically catching your breath.
Oh, it works.
It does.
Let me ask, have you ever hit?
No, not yet. But I don't know if that has anything to attribute to the fear of falling like from heights. But, I mean, I can get in a high place and I'm almost immobile because I don't want to move around because I'm afraid I'm going to fall.
Well, that's
a fear of heights.
I would think that's rational, though. I mean, no one wants to fall from 30 stories.
So,
no, it's acrophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh. You too.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the fear of heights might lean more towards rational.
Well, because the fear of heights, is it the actual fear of heights or what he was talking about?
Falling.
The fear of actually falling.
Yeah.
Food for thought this morning.
So we're talking fears, rational and irrational. We all have them.
We do. We definitely do. If you say that you're literally scared of nothing, I don't think that's a possibility.
No, we're all scared of something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 7:16 already.
Time flies when you're talking about what you're afraid of.
It does. You're talking fears. We've talked fears today. We talked about the mowing. We have got a great. We had a great fact or fiction today.
It was a good one. Posed a lot of questions.
And also, we got dad joke coming up. We got Courtney's OMG fact on the way. The impossible question of the day still on the Facebook page for you. Nearly 400 of these have been left behind on a plane in the past year. What is it? What could it be? A lot of people, a lot of great guesses. Wedding rings, earbuds, hats and caps, blankets. You run the gamut. Tablets, headphones, phone chargers, just all sorts of things.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different answers on there.
We keep on guessing. You have until 8:30 to get your guests in there. And just around the corner, birthdays and anniversaries. Keep you here.
KOXE.
up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. Get over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
I would be honored if you played.
My mama said that.
She's going to
say
yes.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sat down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as me drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but
Oh, David Lee Murphy, David Lee Murphy, number one hit for him back in the day, Dust on the Bottle.
That was a good one.
That was a good song. Still was
it
a good song.
It still is. Yeah.
It holds up well.
It really does.
724, and are you going to use, well.
Yeah.
You're going to use that for your
well,
OMG?
Well, no, we can just give it. Let's let her know.
Yeah, so there is, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
you could go ahead and start off.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll go ahead. We could go on like this all morning, so somebody better go ahead. So looked it up, and the fear of like a burglar, somebody standing outside whenever you let the animals out, there's a name for it. It's called, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's celerophobia, and it's spelled S-C-E-L-E-R-O-phobia, celerophobia. So there is a name for it. It is, in fact, not uncommon that people fear that.
Well, especially if you're living, say, you're living by yourself, if you're living in the country and it's just you, that would be a rational fear, I would say.
I would say that's rational.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're the only help you have is whatever weapon you have in your, you know,
I was going to say, well, I think that fear keeps you safe because you're alert.
You're alert, exactly.
Yeah. Right. So keeping an eye on your surroundings. So
it's a real fear.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
So there you go.
All right. 7:25 now, time for birthdays. Some people may have a fear of birthdays. I mean, you never know.
I like to have them because that means I'm still here.
That is a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birthdays today brought to you by our friends over at Creative Image. Good morning, KOXE.
Yeah, I like that. You're still alert and you're still having birthdays. That's a good sign.
That's
good
it.
Sign.
It really is.
Good morning. Today is National Bucket List Day also. And think about that. What's on your list? Happy birthday to Sandy Graves and to Danny Perry from Jen Emmett. And I want to wish good show to Brownwood High School and Early High School OAP teams as they compete at the regional level today. Go, guys. Hope they do well. That's all I have.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. All right. And I want to give another shout-out to Mrs. Duncan's third-grade math class tackling the STAR test today. So good luck, kids, over at Early Elementary tackling that STAR test today. You guys got it. You guys got this.
You've got it.
You've got it. We didn't have that kind of test back in the day when I was in school. We just had to have – you had to have a certain amount of credits to graduate, and that was it.
Yeah.
Back in Oregon, at least. But we didn't have, like, a standardized end-of-the-year test or anything.
Huh.
Any birthdays?
I have nothing for birthdays.
I don't have any birthdays either.
I'm birthdayless.
I checked the voicemail. No birthdays on the voicemail either. So that's going to be it for birthdays and anniversaries today, brought to you by our friends over at Creative Image. Courtney has the OMG fact of the day on the way. I got your dad joke. Keep it here.
Are you wanting to change your body image? Let us help at Creative Image. We may have your perfect solution, from acne treatments, skin care products, non-surgical treatments that contour, shape, and slim the body, to laser body sculpting. And now, men and women alike are making unwanted facial and body hair a thing of the past. Whether you want to slim down, tighten up, or just look and feel better, we're here to help. Call 325-641-1927 for a personal consultation. Love